It was a Conservative manifesto commitment and could set up the biggest industrial confrontation for a generation. A new trades union bill is being unveiled today, containing some of the most sweeping and radical union reforms since the 1980s. We plan to discuss it at length in a moment. Before we do, though, here are some of the main points covered by the legislation. The bill proposes that at least 50% of union members have to turn out to vote for a ballot to approve a strike. Those working in services regarded as essential, which range from schools and hospitals to rail workers and border agencies, will face a higher minimum. With strikes legal, only a 40% of those entitled to take part vote in favour. Strikes will have to take place within 4 months of a ballot. It will be made an offence not to have a named individual supervising a picket line. The legislation will allow employers to break strikes by bringing in agency workers for the first time. That hasn't been allowed to happen since 1973. The bill threatens to undermine Labour's main source of funding by forcing all 6 million members of Britain's trades unions to opt in to political funds regularly, rather than the current opt-out system. Labour has already complained that these levy plans were not explicit in the Tory manifesto. Well, the second reading of the legislation is likely to come in September, just as the new Labour leader is announced. With more at Westminster, here's our political correspondent, Chris Mason.
Carolyn, you've brought us the facts on this, and yes, there are one or two. Let me bring you the opinions. What will this mean for
solidarity forever?
The case for change comes from the Employment Minister, Nick Bowles.
The right to strike is absolutely something that we must maintain, and indeed most recent strikes would have passed these thresholds. All we're trying to do is strike a reasonable and fair balance between the interests of trade unions and the interests of the people who are trying to get to work on time, the people who are trying to get their kids into school, and so therefore it's reasonable to require at least that there is a reasonable turnout and reasonable support for the strike before that very disruptive action goes ahead.
Reasonable it ain't, argues Frances O'Grady, the General Secretary of the union's umbrella organisation, the TUC. She says it's
unfair and unnecessary. It's an attack on workers' rights and civil liberties, and it's designed to shift the balance of power against working people in favour of the employers. I think it's going to make defending jobs and pay and decent treatment at work much, much harder.
And yes, the unions in short are foaming at the mouth about this. Here comes 13 seconds of outrage.
This is a Tory proposal just to try and castrate the unions. It's nothing more than that.
It's quite clearly a partisan attack.
We already have the most draconian laws in Europe.
And this will just encourage employers to try and starve our members out and go back to the bad old days.
And here comes 13 seconds of hooray. About time, too.
Britain has been very slow in introducing this kind of control on workers who are absolutely indispensable.
Rail workers taking strike action cause enormous damage.
Businesses see this as fair and important.
So what difference will this make to strikes? Well, the government's just published an impact assessment, and it reckons over the last 5 years, two-thirds of the strikes we've seen wouldn't have happened under these new rules. Now, the extra political twist in this story relates to party funding and that connection, the financial umbilical cord between trades unions and the Labour Party. The government's idea here is to ensure that ordinary union members only give money to Labour if they choose to opt in to do so, rather than having to opt out to avoid their cash ending up in the party's coffers. Here's David Cameron at Prime Minister's Questions.
The law for trade union donations has been left untouched, but the principle should be the same. Whoever you're giving money to, it should be an act of free will. It should be a decision that you have to take.
Now, at this point, I could play you an extract of the stand-in Labour leader, Harriet Harman, but how about her husband instead? Former union leader, now Labour MP Jack Dromey. He says this would grotesquely disadvantage his party and adds,
I've never once come across companies, and there was 100 companies, for example, who gave £50 million to the Conservative Party in the run-up to the general election. I've never once come across them consulting their shareholders as to whether or not they should donate to the Conservative Party.
Now, plenty of campaigners have long argued, even sung, that
union makes us strong.
The question now is how strong or how weak?